This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk in association with bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews. We'll be joined later in the show by Jules, and we're looking forward to that and having a catch up. But for the moment, let's carry on with the show. And welcome to everybody. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for listening in. We'd love to hear from you. Do tweet me. Tweet me at VanillaWeb, and please use the hashtag BBunker. We'd love to hear from you. We've got lots of things to talk to you about. We've got two fantastic guests and lots of things to cover. I'd like to start off by saying a huge thank you to this week's show sponsor. The Business Bunker Show is pleased to partner with DG East. They're independent, new and used vehicle suppliers and services, supplying car and light commercial vehicles, utilising a majority of the UK-based leading leasing operator services, and they supply vehicles for both the business and the personal marketplace. You can find out more about DG East by going to their website, which is www.dgeast.co.uk. A huge thank you to them for supporting the Business Bunker Show. I've got some news to bring you, some updates on things, and bear with me a second, let's try that. I've got some news here from ABBA Innovation. They've announced the six winners from the first phase of the BioAccelerate 2020. This is their flagship business accelerator program for biotechnology, agritech, and the food and drink innovations industries. They're presenting virtually to an expert panel. 11 teams pitched for £10,000 worth of investment and an invitation onto BioAccelerate's second phase to further hone their groundbreaking business ideas. So these were the winning propositions, and they're now advancing to the next stage. And they include a novel prebiotic derived from elephant grass, a seaweed-based bioplastic to replace agricultural mulch plastic films, an online platform connecting biobanks with biotech companies for the ethical sourcing of tissue, a novel filtration system cleaning contaminated water from mine sites, an award-winning kombucha focused on health and the human biome, a cutting-edge cultured protein system for cellular agriculture. At the pitch event, each team was judged on criteria including value proposition, growth strategy, credibility of entrepreneurial team, and investment potential. The six judged to have the most promise will now move on to phase two to develop their innovations and fast track their businesses. Phase two will include hands-on business incubation and access to ABBA Innovations' leading expertise and cutting-edge research and development facilities. So fantastic. Congratulations to the six finalists there that go forward to phase two of what is some groundbreaking stuff. So we look forward to hearing more about that as time unfolds and you develop those products and services. Well done to everyone. Tracy Ferguson made me aware of this, and I think it's something that's worth supporting, so I'm happy to give this a shout out. The Pentagon Centre, which is the shopping centre in Chatham, tweeted this the other day. Help us save our local shops and community. Can you spare 30 seconds? Follow the link, insert your postcode, and together we can send a message to our local MPs to have business rates changed before our shops close and many local jobs are gone forever. So it's a petition, basically, or it's a way of finding out who your local MP is so that you can write to them, send them a message about business rates and the damage that business rates and the very high business rates on retail premises are doing to businesses, especially as some of them try to reopen following lockdown. So to follow the Pentagon Centre on Twitter, their Twitter handle is just Pentagon Centre, P-E-N-T-A-G-O-N, Pentagon Centre, or to follow this link to contact your MP to complain about business rates is savelocalshops.eaction.online/savelocalshops. So it's a website, savelocalshops.eaction.online/savelocalshops. Do support that. Business rates are completely out of kilter with the services that we get in reply to them or for their cost, and they are one of the biggest drains certainly on retail businesses, but on lots of other businesses too. And we need to try and save as many businesses as we can once we exit lockdown and start to try to trade again. Fast-growing food safety testing firm Curtis Analytics has relocated to Discovery Park in Sandwich. It's the Life Sciences Opportunity Zone for ambitious and growing life sciences companies. They're taking advantage of its grow-on space and high-specification facilities. Entrepreneurial scientist Dr. Tanya Curtis plans further expansion and new business ideas. The company is a leader in the automated detection of asparagine, a precursor of the potentially carcinogenic chemical acrylamide in foods. Curtis Analytics, 4 staff, occupy 1,400 square feet of laboratory and office space, with additional staff expected in due course. So that's great news. Another company opening in East Kent in the Thanet area at the Discovery Park Life Sciences Park. It's interesting. People keep giving me pharmaceutical and agrichemical things to read out. They're not the easiest things in the world to pronounce, to be honest. PA in your pocket, Grapevine app. Has sent me an email. Thank you for your support to increase the PA in your pocket community. All of your invitations to others to join the platform have seen the number of people on the platform really grow, which of course increases the value to all of us. We're now delighted to announce the winner of our Fortnum & Mason prize draw. Ta-da! And the winner of the PA in your pocket prize draw is Tracy Westall of Pecunia 2016 Limited, and she's the winner of the prize draw, and she wins a beautiful Fortnum & Mason hamper. This luxury hamper is now winging its way to Tracy. So congratulations, Tracy. Let us know when you get it. It's a shame we can't help you enjoy it, but I'm sure you'll enjoy it anyway. Do check out Grapevine, the app. It's www.grapevyn.com. GAPVYN.app. So www.grapevine.app. Do check them out. We've had a few tweets. Let me start with a few of those tweets now. I've had a tweet from Alison Palmer at the FSB, and she is bringing my attention to Southeast Business, SE Business on the Twitter. They're offering a free full 12-hour business support program. They say, has your business been impacted by COVID-19? Do you need to adapt your business? Is your business in need of a review? If your answer is yes to one of these, then apply today. You can apply by going to SEBB.EnterprisesSupportAlliance. That's enterprises with an S. No, it's not. It's enterprisesupportalliance.com/registration. Let me give you that. Again, it's SEBB.EnterpriseSupportAlliance.com/registration, or you can follow them on the Twitter to find out more detail. SE Business Boost is their Twitter handle. And thanks to Alison Palmer for bringing that to my attention. I've had a tweet from the lovely Tracy Ann Barker at Tabba_official on Twitter. Have another great show, Vanilla Web. It's another busy week training managers and working on a client project, so can't listen live. I've been dipping in and out of the catch-ups. Great guests today. Thanks for keeping us informed, and we'll catch up later. Well, thank you, Tracy Ann. That's very nice of you to say so. There's a lot of people telling me about pancakes, which is interesting, as, of course, it's Pancake Day today. I do have an interesting tweet from a Tankerton housewife who has given us the recipe for gin pancakes. And apparently the ingredients required are eggs, flour, milk and gin. And the method of preparation is take the eggs, flour and milk, throw them in the bin and drink the gin. Thank you for that. Kim Stevens of Caring Kent, I'd love a flipping shout out on business. I see what you did there, Kim. I'd love a flipping shout out on Business Bunker for all the Caring Kent home workers in Ashford and Folkestone. Thank you to all the community carers out and about in their freezing cold, making sure their clients are safe and sound. And she says, Happy Pancake Day. And that's from Kim. Well, thank you so much, Kim. And yes, couldn't agree with you more. Big shout out to all the care workers in Ashford and Folkestone going about helping people as they do every day. So thank you for that. here's some news about the Slough Fort Preservation Trust. They've received a grant to plant a community orchard. The Kent Community Foundation has awarded the Rochester-based Slough Fort Preservation Project over £2,000 to create a sustainable community orchard within the 19th century artillery fort. The Slough Fort Preservation Trust applied to Kent Community Foundation for financial support for a project to create a community orchard in an unused corner of the fort. The new orchard will provide a sustainable supply of hard fruit for local schools, care homes and local people, while bringing new volunteering opportunities and creating habitats for bees and other pollinating insects, as well as new hedgerows to support wildlife. Josephine McCartney, the chief executive of the Kent Community Foundation, said the foundation is very pleased to support the Slough Fort Preservation Trust project with a grant of £2,289 to create an orchard within the fort. We love their proposed project as it will not only create a valuable source of fresh fruit for the community, but restore a previously lost environment and habitat to encourage the return of bees and birds. Keith Galvin from the Trust said everybody has been very supportive of this project. Community service has now cleared scrub and rubbish from the site. Volunteers from All Hallows and the surrounding villages have planted the fruit trees, a protective hedgerow, and put in place stakes and rabbit guards. Our volunteers will also carry out the ongoing maintenance of the orchard. Gotham's, a local fruit farmer based in Hoo, donated the first 20 fruit trees, which are now established, and we're hoping for a limited harvest this year with a full crop in 2022. This is an exciting project which will produce fresh fruit for the local community, and we are very grateful for the support from the Kent Community Foundation to help us make this happen. If you want to find out more about the Kent Community Foundation, you can go to their website, which is kentcf.org.uk/apply, where you can apply for a grant for your local charity or not-for-profit organisation. That's kentcf.org.uk/apply. Do you know what? I think it's time for some cheesy tunage. How about this? Shopping, Pet Shop Boys. shopping, the pet shop boys. I caught up the other day with Terry Thorpe from the Tenterton Chamber of Commerce. We had a great chat about shopping and business support. So let's hear what Terry had to say.
It's a pleasure now to welcome back onto the Business Bunker show, Mr. Terry Thorpe of the Tenterton District Chamber of Commerce. Terry, good afternoon. Welcome back. Lovely to see you.
Good afternoon, Paul. Glad that you're having us back again.
Yeah, no, it's always a pleasure. Oh, blimey, that snow was a bit vicious last week, wasn't it?
Yes, unfortunately, we've got a little bit still hanging around, but hopefully the sun will disperse it for us.
Yeah, let's hope so. It came out of nowhere, didn't it? Anyway, it's good to see you. Why don't we kick off by you just giving the listeners a quick overview of the Tenterton District Chamber. Lots of people know Tenterton and they know it as the town, which is a gorgeous, lovely town. But of course, you cover a wider area than just the town, don't you?
Yes. I mean, obviously, it is named Tenterton and District. And the district goes quite a long way west as far as the Rother. We go up as far as Sissinghurst and on the borders of Cranbrook, and then Betherston, Benenden, Woodchurch, Appledore, and all the villages within that area. Mm-hmm. So we have members in rural locations working out of farm buildings that have been converted for industrial use. We've got high street businesses. We've got four or five vineyards and other agricultural businesses. So it's quite a wide spectrum of business types, along with locations.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's very diverse. And you don't always think about that, do you? When you think about a small town like Tenterton, you kind of think of the high street and you think of retail and that's it. But there's actually a lot going on around and about that is not retail. And as you say, with that comprehensive, diverse list of different businesses in the district. But just coming back briefly to the high street itself and to retail, how's it looking in Tenterton? You know, so many places were suffering anyway, and then obviously the pandemic has come and locked all the small shops down. How are things looking in Tenterton right at the moment?
Surprisingly, there has been some new businesses come in during the past 12 months. Yeah. There's been a few that have unfortunately had to close. And we're not going to have a definitive answer on all the casualties until lockdown is eased, if not removed. But we've had a couple of new businesses. One obviously is in the middle of the high street, which is Hoof and Hook, who have taken the old Eight Bells building, which Cafe Rouge populated for a while. Honeybees, which was a little cafe, has now got another, I think it's breakfast and brunch or something of that name, which are in there. Latte Lounge arrived down the side of the Vine and Coombe Lane. So people have come in and have actually started businesses up, as well as some other retail outlets. And one or two others are also undergoing changes at the moment, getting prepared for the magic day when we can start shopping again.
Yeah, there's even a wedding shop opening, isn't there?
Yes, that's the old Norman Holmes Jewellers that then became Purple Penguins or some other such type, and that's now going to become a bridal gown outfit.
Yeah, so, you know, there's good news as well as bad, and that's always good, isn't it, that there are new businesses opening. It's sad to lose existing businesses, and as you say, we won't really know the damage until we fully come out of lockdown, but it's encouraging that people are opening businesses too, and I think that will continue as unlocking unfolds. Do you have a view at all on things like rentable values of shops and offices in the town? Do you see much movement there? I mean, because Tenterton's always been very popular and therefore it's always had fairly high rents.
It's unfortunately suffering from rules and regulations. I believe when empty, if it is of listed building status, the landlords are exempt from paying the rates that they would normally have to do if it was a normal commercial property.
Right.
That obviously puts an unfair bias on rents, because they can sit and hold out until they get the right number come in for them. That obviously has a knock-on effect, that anybody coming into the town is not in a open and fair, perhaps, renting market. There is things that weight it towards the landlord away from the renter.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so let's move on to some of the things that the Chamber are up to now. Any idea where your membership stands at the moment? How many members do you have?
We are still running through the renewals. During the lockdown Christmas period, we had a change of treasurer.
Right.
So access to all the information from our wonderful High Street Bank, which is no longer in the High Street because they closed it, is proving a challenge. We've been waiting 5 weeks for the necessary piece of equipment to access an online banking.
Right.
And apart from an email telling us that they can't deal with it online, and we've got to ring a number and sit there and wait for a gentleman of any type to discuss it with us, we're not making much progress, because somebody the other day spent over an hour on the phone to HSBC, and other banks are available, I know.
And just as bad. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's one of my pet rants at the moment. For someone like me that's spent over 50 years in IT, I really do get angry at how technology is used as a weapon by so many big corporations. You know, the implementation of some of their technical systems is ridiculous. You just can't speak to a human about anything rational. You go round and round in circles, not getting anywhere. But ranting aside from me, I want to hear from you about some of the things the Chamber are doing, because you're a very progressive Chamber. You come out with lots of innovative ideas, and you're always trying to push things to put your members in the spotlight and to help them generate more business and to work with each other. So let's go through some of the things that you offer. Let's start with a Tenterton card and tell us a little bit about that, Terry.
Well, the card has probably been running now for 6 or 7 years. It was, shall we say, borrowed from another chamber somewhere towards the Midlands area. So we weren't the first people to offer it. It had a lot of promotion in its early years, and we got customers buying it so that they could get a discount in many outlets in the town. It then had a period where, unfortunately, one or two of the people who were running it drifted away for various reasons, and it got sort of parked. Last year, in about June, we gave it a real focus and pushed it. Membership has increased quite considerably, and we were running at over 40 offers from businesses within the town and surrounds, which obviously is what the whole thing is designed for, is to get people to go in, spend their money within that business, and then tell their friends how good their experience was and bring incremental custom to that business.
Okay. So what happens is, if you sign up for a Tenterton card, you as a member of that card scheme get a regular email that outlines what all the offers are. Yeah. So various businesses in the district will say you can get a 2-for-1 offer if you're a member, or you can get a 5% discount. Is that's the kind of thing that happens?
Yes. I mean, originally we were branding it as a loyalty card, but it never got to the stage where you spent it 5 times and got a free shirt button or whatever. Yeah. So purely now it's a discount card. It is either a small percentage off or an added value item on.
Yeah.
We're emailing over 2,300 people every month with the latest offer list.
Right.
We have been promoting it in association with our new town coordinator, who is very, very proactive for the town, and was running a competition up until Valentine's Day called 10 to Ted,
right.
Which members of the chamber, if they support the card, get a picture of the teddy bear with the Tenterton card on it, and it's social media all around the town on a daily basis.
Right. Okay. So let's kind of explore that a bit, because as you know, I live in Tenterton, so I hang around in the high street and stuff like that, and quite often I'm peering in a shop window and bush, there's a teddy bear. So kind of what's happening with that? How's that working, the actual bear or the soft toy?
Well, it is technically, I think, a bear. As I say, the instigation of this was from our town coordinator, Kelly Nolan Lyons. She ran a elf promotion up to Christmas.
Right.
Again, using an elf to go to various businesses. And
the elf on a shelf the kind window. Of stick, yeah.
Yeah, or whatever. Then that one obviously finished, and she thought of going up towards Valentine's. Mm. And obviously, as soon as we heard of that, the heart is on our Tenterden card. So the two married together very well, but we were then promoting our members who are card businesses. Kelly was going to one or two others in the town who are not members of the chamber yet, but we're working on those. So the thing worked very well together.
Okay, cool. So it's been a lot of fun, and it's, you know, there's been a lot of promotion about it, and it's kind of drawn people in, because Tenterton is one of those places that is very community orientated. I know it kind of didn't happen this year, but in other years when we're not in the middle of a pandemic or a lockdown, at Christmas time especially, we have late night shopping, which is a fantastic event that people come to. But of course, Tenterton also has loads of events during the year, everything from Morris dancing and folk and all kinds of stuff.
Yes, I mean, and then there were a couple of events that used to take place on the recreation ground, basically around food, drink and crafts.
Yep.
There was also a craft fair held at the back of the high street, where the Friday market event takes place. So that there's lots of other bits. And then we've obviously got the railway, which is a big tourist attraction.
Yeah.
We've got the museum. We've got the vineyards close by, which are great in summer for a bit of exercise and an occasional glass of something refreshing.
Yeah.
We've got a brewery at the back of the high street, who are also pushing very hard now. Mm. So there's so much that's available.
Yeah, there's a lot of history, isn't there? There's Small Hive Place as well,
yes.
Which was the actress Ellen Terry's gaff. And I'm not sure how true this is or whether it's just a meme, but I did hear that there was a very, very tiny theatre there. And back in the day, she actually got Oscar Wilde to perform on that stage to a select group of friends. I can't remember which play it was, but he performed in one of his own plays to a group of friends there. So again, it's a historical place to visit, and really quite fascinating history.
Yes, I mean, we actually had a chamber networking meeting there a few years ago, and that took place in the theatre at the back of the house.
Mm.
So yeah, so much history.
Yeah. And of course, one of the interesting things is that Tenterton is a secondary sink port, which always shocks people because there's no water anywhere near us unless it rains.
Well, the water used to come as far as Small Hive, but unfortunately it got a bit silted up and they didn't do anything about it. But that's actually where the ships were launched from and where they used to come in bringing their cotton or tobacco or potatoes or whatever they were dragging across the seas.
Yeah, and incredibly, there was a shipyard there. And now if you go and look at the river, you can step across it in one step. But once upon a time, 400 or 500 years ago, they used to build ships there. Interesting, isn't it? So it's got a fantastic history. Tenterton as a town. Also, allegedly the birthplace of William Caxton, one of the pioneers of movable type print. So lots and lots of things going on in the town. For you as a chamber, where do you see things going from here, Terry? I know we're still in lockdown. We still don't have a plan out of this madness. But you know, assuming that at some point we're going to unlock, how do you see things going?
Well, it depends on the degree of unlock. I mean, we may have to continue with Zoom contact. I mean, ideally, we would like to get back to our monthly networking meetings at a business owner's premises every sort of other month. In between that, we would have training events, be it IT, be it social media activities, and then on top of that, visits to specific members as a feature, a right. tour around a vineyard, a ride on a steam train to Bodiam. And then that is the sort of things that we always used to do. We're just not able to put anything in a diary. I mean, we had a committee meeting last week, you know, and we started discussing, oh, when can we do this? We're on about perhaps running a business fair. But you can't even pencil anything in because you're going to be ripping it up and moving it.
Yeah, absolutely. For me, this is one of the worst aspects of what's going on is there is no plan. There is no exit plan. There's no strategy. We're just going from day to day and reacting. And for as business people, we can't do that. We need to have some kind of idea of when we can start doing things. Otherwise, we can't do anything. But on the plus side, I'm assuming because a lot more people are working from home, there are quite a few business people that live in Tenterton and the surrounding areas whose business isn't necessarily in Tenterton, but it kind of now is because they're working from home. So maybe we ought to start a bit of a campaign to get them to join the chamber as well.
Well, obviously, there is going to be some growth and has been over the last 12 months. I mean, Kelly, the town coordinator, has done quite a lot of trudging up and down the high street and speaking to people. Mm. And it's surprising. And some of them were always doing online business beforehand. Sure. But because they had a retail outlet, they were only assumed to be shopkeepers.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I know one of the larger organisations was running about a third of its business as online activities. Yeah. And others are doing the same. Some of them obviously deal in large house redevelopments or cinema complexes or that sort of activity, sure. which as long as you're COVID secure when the staff go in, you're still able to do it.
Yeah.
And obviously, people have not been going on holiday and not been doing other things. Therefore, they may be doing projects like that, either of home improvements or of extensions or of, you know, interior experiences, cinema rooms and gardens that have televisions coming up out of the floor and all that sort of project.
Yeah, absolutely. And talking about that as well, obviously one of the things that have been under discussion just recently with our glorious government telling us not to book holidays, we're going to be looking at a lot more staycations again this year, I think. And again, Tenterton and the surrounding area is actually a lovely place for people to come for holidays because, as you just said just now, there's so many things here. There's so many things to do. We've got at least three hotels in the town, I think. There's numerous bed and breakfasts and holiday cottages. And there's lots of activities from the Wild Breed Centre onwards. So there's lots of things going on in the area.
Yes, it's very much sit down with a piece of paper and you could probably fill out a fortnight's activities and not repeat anything twice.
Yeah.
And obviously we have members who are running little B&Bs or that sort of operation and can obviously access the Chamber website to promote their businesses. Mm. If they need to get extra staff during the course of the summer season, if we get a peak, they can advertise for staff. They can put up special events and promotions. So everything is there as part of a membership of the Chamber of Commerce. And it's an underused resource.
Absolutely.
But you can only lead the camel to the oasis. You can't make it dip its tongue in and start lapping.
I haven't heard that metaphor before. I'm just one of the old school of horses to drink, but I like it. I like
well, one has to change for the modern age.
Yeah, some of us are old, Terry, and some of us are more modern. I like it. I like it. Listen, it's been fabulous talking to you as always. Thank you so much for joining us. It's a pleasure to share half an hour with you about what's going on in the Tenterton region. A beautiful region of the southeast of England with lots going on, lots of activities here. A great place to base a business. If you're looking to put a business somewhere and you're not in the area at the moment, come and have a look. It's a lovely, friendly place. Just as an aside issue, things like parking in Tenterton are actually really good. There's a lot of parking provision. Some of it's free. That isn't free isn't that expensive, and there are a lot of other places in Kent, and I'm a bit annoyed about this, which is why I'm having a go about it. There are other places in Kent that have just put their parking charges up, Canterbury City, by 70p an hour, which now means it's going to cost me 17 quid to park for a day, which is crazy. But it's not like that in Tenterton. There's loads of parking and it's not expensive. So great place to base your business, of whatever kind of business it is. Terry, thank you so much for joining us. Pleasure to see you. Give us a shout out for the Tenterton Chamber website so that people can go along, have a look and join up if they need to.
www.tentertonchamber.org.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, my friend. Enjoy the rest of your day. Lovely to talk to you, and we'll see you again soon.
Thanks very much, Paul.
Cheers.
Flexible training solutions for the glass, glazing and wider construction industries. fitfortrade.co.uk for occupational compliance and peace of mind.
Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Loch Associates Group. Let us look after all your people needs so you can focus on growing your business. No long-term tie-ins, just responsive, commercially-minded support. Find us at lochassociates.co.uk.
You're listening to Channel Radio.
That was Terry Thorpe from the Tenterton Chamber, Tenterton and District Chamber of Commerce, talking about that fabulous, lovely region of southeast Kent, the Tenterton District. We've had a few more tweets come in, and we've got some more news to share with you. The lovely Tracy Ferguson, happy Tuesday, Paul, Jules and guests on the Business Bunker Show. Looking forward to another great show. I'm listening live while creating a workbook for a values workshop I'm delivering for some Prince's Trust young people in March. And she says, have a fabulous show. Thank you. Tracy does fantastic stuff for the Prince's Trust and helping young people into work and find their mojo. Do give Tracy a follow on the Twitter. Her Twitter handle is Tazi, T-A-Z-I-6-4. Tazy64. So thank you for that, Tracy. I hope you're enjoying the show. I've also had a tweet from Athelbray, and they say, Vanilla Web, Business Bunker, what do you do when struck down by sciatica? Well, I thought this was a medical question at first, but apparently not. Apparently the answer is to lie on your massage cushion listening to the Business Bunker show. I guess this is Kate, and she's saying, happy memories of Thomas the Tank Engine days at Tenterton with the children, and the local hostelries can also be recommended. Absolutely. I hope you feel better soon. I'm assuming it's Kate that's writing this. I hope your sciatica improves very quickly. Thank you for listening in. And yeah, absolutely. The steam train at Tenterton, which goes from Tenterton all the way over to Bodiam Castle in East Sussex. They do Thomas the Tank Engine days, and they do all kinds of special things. It's always worth a visit if you haven't been. It's a lovely trip and it's great fun. And it's another one of the reasons to come and visit Tenterden, either for a day, a weekend, or for a staycation. There's lots to see. And, of course, we're quite close to the coast, even though the old river dried up some years ago. But we're only 8 or so miles from Rye and 10 miles from Camber Sands. So, or there's Dymchurch. There's all kinds of beaches within a 20-minute drive of the town as well. So it is a great place for a staycation. So why not come and visit? And thanks to Kate, Keith, and Fran and the team at Athelbrae for your tweet, and I hope you're enjoying the show. Okay, do keep your tweets coming. Tweet me at VanillaWeb. Use the hashtag BBunker so I can find it. Tracy Ferguson has responded as well. Hold on, my phone's gone off. Oh, blimey, it can't see my face now. Oh, there we go. Tracy says, Tenterden's a beautiful place. Hope to see it open and thriving again very soon. Yeah, absolutely. It's such a shame when places shut. Luckily, funnily enough, I was in the town the other day. We've just had a brand new super GP surgery built. By super, I mean big. We've always had Ivy Court surgery there, but they've kind of quadrupled the size of it. It's now a massive 2-3-story building, and it opened just a week or so ago, and I had cause to pop in the other day and have a look around. Absolutely amazing place. So I'm looking forward to getting my jab now. I got my letter yesterday. Being as old as I am, I'm in the next phalanx of people to get jabbed. So trying to book that at the moment. Alaxi Consulting, lovely Linda Garcia, is responding to what I was saying earlier about the South East Business Grant. There are still funds left in the pot. In January, I expressed interest to Kent County Council for a SEV grant. I'm actually told I can't get an application form until March due to lack of resources. It's little use when you need to act now. See, this is one of the problems, isn't it? That they come out with all these schemes, but they don't really help local authorities or anybody to actually deliver them. And, of course, they're in the same situation that we are, that a lot of them are furloughed, locked down, or unable to go to work. So, yeah, I get what you're saying, Linda. Okay, what else we got? Well, anyway, keep your tweets coming. It's lovely to hear from you. Right, some more news to share. Do you keep experiencing the same HR problems? Orchard Employment Law is able to put together an easy-to-follow, legally compliant HR policy and process. It will cover things such as recruitment, onboarding, COVID-19 symptoms and close contact, disciplinary procedures. If you want to find out more, do check out their website, which is orchardemploymentlaw.co.uk. And I can highly recommend Gemma and the team at Orchard Employment Law. So do check them out. See what they can do to help you cope with managing the rules, regulations and necessities of keeping your business open and safe. Awards celebrate hard work, success and are a great public relations for your organisation. If you're a winning business, you can enter free the Maidstone, Canterbury or Ashford Business Awards for 2021. Now, each of these areas has multiple categories. I think there are 12 categories in each area, and it's Maidstone and area, Canterbury and East Kent, and Ashford and South Kent. So they're wide-ranging areas. You can enter for free those awards. And I do believe that it is planned, should we be open, to have an actual real live in-person awards dinner in November that's going to serve all three. Normally these awards are done, you know, individually in Maidstone, in Canterbury and in Ashford, but because of the way things are at the moment and the fact that we don't know if we're going to be open or not, they're planning on having one giant awards dinner in November to celebrate all three, and I believe it's going to be at the Great Danes at Hollingbourne. And I'm looking forward to chairing that awards dinner because I missed it last year really badly. Anyway, if you'd like to enter one of the categories or multiple categories in the Maidstone, Canterbury or Ashford Business Awards, if you go to www.businessawardskent.co.uk, you can find all the criteria, you can find all the registration forms that you can self-nominate and you can find out all about the awards. And this year's gold award sponsor for the awards is Agilis Mobile. So huge thank you to them for sponsoring once again the Maidstone, Canterbury and Ashford Business Awards. Okay. A total of 100 new jobs are to be created in the expansion of the Dover Port Health Authority service. Dover District Council is doing this to meet the need for increased imported food safety controls at the border. It's been done in the wake of Brexit, with new checks coming in this summer. It will also offer new job hopes as the pandemic causes rising unemployment. The first phase of recruitment for 60 places has begun, with posts ranging from port health and technical officers to operational managers, team leaders and administrative staff. So fantastic new jobs, 100 new jobs to be created in Dover. And boy, do we need new jobs. So thank you for doing that. And whilst talking about new jobs, here's another one. The Odeon Lux Cinema at Lockmeadow Maidstone will be reopening its doors to become a COVID-19 vaccination location for residents of the town. Vaccination started on the 4th of February and they'll be open for the next 90 days. The vaccination centre is available for local residents of Maidstone who will be contacted by the NHS and notified of a valid appointment time. Appointments at the Lockmeadow Centre for the first 2 days are already fully booked and initial vaccine supplies have been allocated. The centre is scheduled to be open until Saturday and will temporarily close on Wednesday the 10th of February to allow the team to take a short break, and then it's open from then on. Pharmacy to You will be the NHS provider issuing the vaccines, and it's opening 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Patients are asked to use the front door of Lockmeadow, which will be the only access for vaccinations. The entrance will be clearly signposted and a one-way system will be marshalled by Pharmacy to You and Odeon staff. Patients will be able to park free of charge outside the David Lloyd Fitness Centre and to use the underground car park, which will be clearly signposted. So that's residents in the Maidstone area, to get your COVID vaccination, you can use the Lockmeadow Odeon complex over on Lockmeadow. That's the other side of the bridge there in Maidstone. Fantastic. Okay. Some more news. Plans have been revealed for a cycling cafe, which hopes to attract businesses and visitors to a Kent village. The hub will be set up alongside the River Stour on the former Pointers Coaches Depot in Wye, which is already owned by one of the venture's co-founders. Offering up the land is Jez Smith and fellow cycling enthusiast Matt Hayday and Keith Owen, who believe it is the perfect spot for a stop. They're going to be using old shipping containers as a structure. The Wye and Boughton Alloth residents hope small startups will be able to set up shop in additional containers alongside the cafe. So what they're doing is they're putting together a little retail area which is on a cycling trail where cyclists can stop and purchase things, I guess food and drink and maybe even cycling supplies. Interesting project. I don't have any more details at the moment, and I don't have a website for it or anything, but as soon as I do, I'll give you more details about that, because I think that could be a really interesting startup, certainly for Easter holidays and the summer as well. So I will keep you informed on how well that's going. I did say I was going to tell you about some more job creation in the county, and here we go. Proposals are being made to redevelop the former King's North Power Station site 3 years after it was demolished. Energy company Uniper is looking to build a mixed-use development on the land and says more than 2,000 jobs could be created. Under its proposal for the 279 acres on the Hoo Peninsula are commercial, manufacturing and industrial buildings. There will be potential for storage, distribution and data centres. Bosses say the scheme, which is known as Medway One, will regenerate part of the brownfield site and attract long-term investment. Well, that's great on so many things, isn't it? They're creating 2,000 jobs, which is brilliant because we need it. But it's also reusing a brownfield site. That's good news all around. Let's hope that those proposals come to fruition and that those jobs materialise, and they materialise very quickly. I did pull out our call for this last week, but I just want to re-emphasise it because they are still looking for help on this. It's a plea from the Kenwood Trust. The Kenwood Trust, as some of you may know, is a residential charity based in Yalding, just outside Maidstone, looking after people with addiction issues. And they are creating a therapeutic garden, and what they're asking for is donations of seeds which they can plant in the therapeutic garden, and they're especially looking for herbs, lavender and vegetables, and they say other than beans, so I guess they've got enough beans. If you can help, please get in touch with us. You can email Katie Darville at Kenwood Trust. I'll give you her email address in a moment. I happen to know that they're also going to create out of lavender, if they get enough lavender to grow, a maize, a lavender maize. Imagine that. That's going to smell wonderful, isn't it? Anyway, if you've got seeds or plants that you could donate to the Kenwood Trust, if you could drop an email to Katie Darville, that's Katie, K-A-T-I-E, dot Darville, D-A-R-V-E-double-L, D-A-R-V-E-double-L, Katie Darville, katie.darville at Kenwood Trust, that's Ken, K-E-N-W-A-R-D, trust.org.uk, or you can phone them on Maidstone, 01622 814 187. So seeds, plants, vegetables, herbs, especially lavender, but no beans, definitely no beans, baked or otherwise. Just to let you know, our lovely friend Terry Botfield is running more virtual Marsh networking. The next meeting of the Marsh Network Online is at 10:30 a.m. 17th of February. That will be manana, tomorrow, Wednesday, and it's taking place on Zoom. Bookings are going well. Make sure of your place. I'll give you the address in a minute. Anyone attending the meeting for the first time can come for free. So bring a contact with you or mention the meeting to your network. This will help you grow our network even faster. If you want to arrange a free visit, just email Terry at botfield.net. You can join organisations from across Kent and East Sussex for a relaxed professional networking, grow your business and your network. And Terry says, I'll see you soon. That's from Terry Botfield, who is the organiser. If you want to find out more about this event and other events that they run in the Marsh Networking Group, and you want to register your place, if you go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/Marsh, you can find out all about it there and click through to the link. So kentbusinessradio.co.uk/Marsh, and you can find out all about it. Do keep your tweets coming. Vanilla Web is my Twitter handle, and you can tweet me using the hashtag BBunker if you would, so that we can find your tweets. Charity Buddy, Martin Reeves, he's saying, have a great show. I'm taking our kids out on scooters. All right, okay. We'll listen on catch up. So you've given up then, Martin, with the homeschooling, and you've gone for a scoot, have you? I take it that's, you know, the scooters that you push with your foot rather than, you know, a Lambretta. Anyway, thank you for that. Martin says he's going to listen on catch up. Give Martin a follow, Charity Buddy. He does fantastic stuff trying to raise funds for small local charities. Follow him on Twitter, charity_buddy. That's Martin Reeves. Thank you, Martin. Roger Keach has tweeted, Tenterton is a very beautiful place. Yeah, it is indeed. I've got loads of pancake-related stuff, and I don't want to read it all out because I don't want to read out about pancakes, to be honest. Tracy Ferguson has said, it was interesting listening to Terry about the history of Tenterton, the Tenterton card and retail changes post-lockdown. I walked through Strood this morning and four shops in a row looked like they're closing down with fittings taken out. This is so very sad to see. All beauty-related shops. Absolutely. I mean, nobody's safe from this. There are so many businesses closing now. You know, that we hung on and hung on and hung on, being told that it was temporary, but there seems to be no end. And we've got, I know it's difficult. I know it's difficult to know when things are going to end, but you've got to have some kind of plan, because businesses just can't survive by being closed for such long periods of time. It just doesn't work. You know, we still have to pay rent, we still have to pay rates, we still have to pay to maintain the building and pay insurance and all kinds of things. it's just soul destroying watching so many businesses through no fault of their own being closed down. We really need some kind of plan from the government other than just panicking about the virus and about jabs. You know, they've got to step up and do something to give us some kind of indication of what we can do. Okay, some more news for you. The Kent Community Foundation celebrates 20 years of making a difference across Kent and Medway with a new fund. Over the last 20 years, Kent Community Foundation has distributed over £40 million to good causes. To celebrate this major milestone, the foundation has created the 20th Anniversary Fund to distribute over £350,000 to organisations across Kent and Medway. The 20th Anniversary Fund will open for applications for core support from February 2021 onwards and will offer 13 organisations, one from each district, £27,600 over 3 years to help with their running costs. Josephine McCartney, who's the Chief Executive of the Kent Community Foundation, said, "This year, Kent Community Foundation is celebrating its 20th anniversary as a grant maker. As part of our celebrations, we're delighted to be able to give 13 local organisations the opportunity to secure 3-year funding for their running costs. In 2020, we surveyed charitable groups in Kent and Medway, and the results demonstrated that core funding was the area where these groups really needed help. In setting up a new 20th anniversary fund with funding from the John Swire 1989 Charitable Trust seemed like a really fitting way to celebrate our anniversary, and we thank them for their support. The new anniversary fund will open for applications in February from organisations who have previously received funding from Kent Community Foundations. The successful organisations will receive their first grant of £12,000 in April 2021, a second grant of £9,600 in April 2022, and an additional grant of £6,000 in April 2023. These are to be used towards their core costs, including utilities, rent and staffing costs. If you want to find out more details about the 20th Anniversary Fund and the application criteria, it can all be found by going to www.kentcf.org.uk/20th, that's 20, 20th Anniversary Fund. That's kentcf.org.uk/20th Anniversary Fund. If you run a small charity in Kent or Medway, check that out. Have a look, see if you can apply for 3 years worth of support funding. What a fantastic thing to do. Thank you, Josephine, and the team at the Kent Community Foundation. Thank you. Right, I've got some more news and info coming your way right now before we join the newsroom. You have until today. Today is the last day you can claim under the coronavirus job retention scheme for the pay period for January 2021. So you need to do it by the end of today. Make sure you have the latest information by joining a live coronavirus job retention scheme webinar. That's at gov.uk/HMRC. So do check that out. Right, we're going to join the Channel Radio newsroom and then we'll be right back with another guest.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.